When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Seasons change. Why not your tech? Upgrade now during the Dell Technologies Summer Sale event and save on select PCs, like the XPS 16, powered by Intel Core processors. You'll be able to bring your most intensive projects to life with built-in AI, minimalistic design, immersive visuals, and cinematic audio. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to exceptional tech and electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Amazing prices await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Welcome to Money Making Conversations. It's the show that shares the secrets of success experienced firsthand by marketing and branding expert Rashawn McDonald. I will know. He's given me advice on many occasions, and in case you didn't notice, I'm not broke. You know he'll be interviewing celebrity CEOs, entrepreneurs, and industry decision makers. It's what he likes to do. It's what he likes to share. Now it's time to hear from my man, Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations. Here we go.
Welcome, 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 welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass. I am your host, Rashawn McDonald. And our theme, as always, is there's no perfect time to start following your dreams. Or you set goals and head in that direction and make sure you understand what you're trying to do with that dream. I recognize that we all have different definitions of success. I say that all the time. For you, it may be the size of your paycheck. Mine is inspiring you to accomplish your goals and live your very best life. That's why I invite people on the show. That's why I try to get break out and just talk about different things that will make you successful by providing you with information, because it's time to stop reading other people's success stories and start writing or living your own. People always talk about their purpose or gifts. That's really big on social media. Everybody's talking about a purpose, follow your gifts, all this. Gift. If you have a gift, lead with your gift. And don't let your friends, family, or coworkers stop you from planning or living your dreams. If you're ready, I'm ready. Let's get Money Making Conversation Masterclass started. It's National Home Ownership Month. And we're living in an interesting economy where a lot of people are unsure about real estate. That is why I have my guest on the show today. What we should know about real estate and paying attention on how to prepare us for buying homes in this season. Let me introduce you to my guest. Her name is Tanya Blanchard. She founded Madison Chase Capital Advisors, a mortgage brokerage firm with affordable closing costs. And she has tips on upping the value of your home before selling it. Now, I know that's usually tied to a real estate person, but guess what? She's 360. Sit down and talk to Tanya. She's going to let you know what's going on. Her firm offers home equity loans, residential mortgages, VA loans, residential mortgages online, VHA and jumbo loans, and more loans that we're going to talk about that on the call. But more importantly, she has this program called 6 months to Six Figures. A loan officer's guide to a profitable business, which provides a 30-day jumpstart program complete with instructional guided videos, an in-depth companion workbook, and a valuable resource guide. It's all about money. We're talking about real estate. We're talking about loan officer's guide to a profitable business. Please welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass, Tanya Blanchard. How you doing, Tanya?
Pleasure to be here.
Good, good, good. Did I say too much? Did I overextend my credits on you, or everything was lined
no,
up just right?
Not. No, it lined up just perfect.
We're good. You know, it was like a couple of, my brother lives in the D.C. area, and I think about in 2021, he sold his house, and there were people up lined around the block to buy his house. I mean, I think his house was valued at, he put it on the market for $700,000 and wound up selling for like $950,000. He didn't even ask for that price. It was just the competition of people lining up wanting to buy the home, and that's why that price wound up like that. Is that still going on now? People still lining up to buy homes like that?
They're not lining up to buy homes, but supply and demand is still a factor. We don't have a lot of supplies. So now we're definitely back into a multi-offer situation. Mm. So it's not as intense as your brother in D.C. or even last year before rates spiked. It definitely has calmed down. Mm-hmm. And it's definitely multiple offers, though. Still multiple offers, but not as crazy as it was last year with no appraisal contingency, no financial contingency, you know, everybody just doing anything to get a house. It's calmed down a little bit since then.
Cool. So I'm just talking to the general public here. So the people out there who are interested in selling their home, you're saying it's still a good market to go out into.
Absolutely. It's absolutely still a good market to go out into. And there's still multiple offers and quick closing. So it's definitely, it's a great market to sell, and it's a great market to buy. If you're ready to buy and you're positioned to buy, you don't want interest rates to stop you from purchasing a home.
Let me ask you this. Now, you're a mortgage brokerage firm that you started, you're the president, mm-hmm. you founded Madison Chase Capital Advisors. This is just questions I always like to ask out of curiosity. Is there a good time of the year to put your home on sale? Like, is it summer better or fall better or spring better? Is there a set time of the year? Just put your house on sale when it's available to be put on sale. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think life happens. So when life happens, you've got to move accordingly. But if you said to me, your question is, Tanya, what's the best time to put the house on the market? Now is the time. When children are getting out of school, this is, and that's how I know that the market is still a little. It still hasn't bounced back, because this is normally my extreme busy time. You know, normally schools in Atlanta just got out last week, so everybody is out of school. So what parents normally did was say, okay, well, let's just wait till little Johnny finishes school. We don't want to interrupt. And so now it would be in Atlanta anyway. It would be from May through the end of August, mm-hmm. because then now everybody wants to get in the house in time for school. So now is really the springtime and summertime is normally the time when most houses go on the market.
Cool. So there's a system to this madness, because like I said, you know, people, we always talk about real estate, especially in the minority community. We always talk about, you know, God's not creating more land. So whatever you buy is an investment creating equity. You got into the brokerage firm from a mortgage standpoint. Mm-hmm. How does a person like you, I'm not saying it's impossible, but it's a career move that I never thought of engaging myself in. Do you have to have like financial money in the bank? How do you get into the creating a firm like this?
Okay, so to create a mortgage firm, you really don't, quote unquote, have to have money in the bank when you start out. Every year going forward, you will. I want to see your books to make sure that you're financially sound. But whatever state you're in, you want to start off being licensed, a licensed loan officer, which is you get your NMLS license. So once you're a licensed loan officer, I recommend personally, I think you should, be a loan officer for at least 3 to 5 years, mm-hmm. at least 3 years before you started your own firm, because there are a lot of different pieces to the puzzle, and it's just not about, oh, let me open up my own company. You really want to know the loan part of the business very well, so that you can take care of your clients.
You know, I've been fortunate to buy some homes in my life. Not saying mm-hmm. that I'm not bragging on that. The first home I bought, I got it on, like auction. I bought my first home, was mm-hmm, in an auction, mm-hmm. and I bought it, and I was happy, and I bid this other person because it was one of the homes that, I guess, I don't know the proper language, but I'm pretty sure you're aware of what I'm talking about. You know, they're kind of like fixer-up homes, and they go uh-huh. out there, and you can bid on them, and I bid, I got the home, and I got to the house. Of course, it didn't have an air-conditioned unit. Somebody had stolen the air-conditioned unit, so I had to buy the air-conditioned unit, put it on the house, and I was up and running. That was my very first home. But I tell you, when I bought that home, now, are you the person that puts that almost a Bible-sized amount of paper in front of us and tell us we have to sign? Is that you?
That is me. But nowadays, nowadays I'm going to send it to you via DocuSign.
Well, that's not helping me because I still don't know what I'm signing.
Well, I always tell people when you get those, when you go under contract, you know, when you get those that big set of disclosure that's probably anywhere between 80 to 100 pages. When you go through them, a lot of them are just, you know, it's, you know, a workbook that you have to have, a disclosure that you have to keep. But the bottom line is the most important thing that you want to read is your loan estimate. So, and you say, well, Tanya, why your loan estimate? Your loan estimate is going to show you what the current rate is, what, how much you're borrowing, your total estimated payment, and if your loan's locked or not.
So hold on. When you say loan lock, let's stop right there. What does that mean? The loan is locked. What does that mean?
That means your interest rate. So that means, for example, I just spoke to a client today, and they're doing a USDA loan, and I told them what their rate was, and it was 6.75, and they are, we're going to go ahead and lock tomorrow. So see, anybody can tell you what your rate is, but until you get that loan estimate that says your rate is locked, you are then floating. And so you're in reality, you're gambling. You know, every day the market, the market changes every day. Sometimes it changes twice, three times a day. So the market is volatile. So you want to make sure your loan is locked. And if it's not locked, then you just want to make sure you stay on top of that so that the rate that you got quoted at the beginning is that rate that you'll end up with.
That's important because of the fact that now, you have like different loans, like 15-year mortgages and 30-year mortgages. Mm-hmm. Are there any mortgages longer than 30 years?
I wouldn't recommend it. Right now, the government did just recently offer FHA loan, 40-year FHA loans for modification, but I definitely wouldn't recommend a 40-year amortization term. That's just too long. 40 years is a long time. 30 is a long time. I personally...
Because how could you build equity in a 40-year loan?
You can't. You can't. I mean, you could technically do extra principal, extra principal payment every month, but they're not going to do 40-year loans for homeowners. Fannie and Freddie, they're not going to do it. This is just something, like I said, FHA to help them with the modification, but I would not recommend a 40-year loan. And while we're talking about that, even though rates have spiked, and a lot of people aren't refinancing like they used to be. Mm-hmm. You just want to be really, really careful when you refinance. If you've been in your house for 10 years, don't automatically go back to a 30 because you're thinking it's saving you money. You started that clock all over again. So if you're refinancing, you can do a 25-year term, you can do a 20-year term, you can do a 15-year term. But if you've been in your house for more than 5 years, I do not recommend going back to the 30-year term.
Right, just because you're trying to get a lower monthly rate, correct?
Yeah, they're trying to get a lower monthly rate, but all you've done is add, X amount of interest back onto your loan that you've got to pay off. Because you have to remember, mortgages are interest loaded in the front. So all you've seen over the years with the houses that you purchased, when you went to sell that last house to buy your next house, or maybe you didn't even go to sell it, you just looked at your payoff, you said, oh my goodness, I've been paying on this thing for 7 years.
Yeah.
And this is still my balance. But one thing that you can do is you can make one extra principal payment, one payment extra a year, and you can shave 7 years of interest off your loan. So, if you have to get a 30 to start out with, that's totally fine. And if you don't feel
comfortable you're saying that on a 30-year mortgage, because you be talking fast, Ms. Blanchard. Because you're a closer.
So
you've been doing this all your life. Okay. Lock. Hold up. I just locked that. Now, you just said that if I have a 30-year mortgage, right? I have a 30-year mortgage, right, Ms. And if I make an extra payment a year,
one extra payment
applied to my balance, right?
Principal.
Not the interest. Mm-hmm. How much would that take my mortgage? That's at 30.
That would take your 30-year mortgage to a 22-year mortgage. Just by doing that, because you're going to hit that principal faster. For example, for me, I always tell people, I bought my house in 2006. My interest rate on the first was 6.5, and my interest rate on the second was 10.5, and it was, and that was like 100% finance, and this was in January 06, but you're in Atlanta, so I bought an Alpharetta.
Right.
So I paid $249 for my house. You can't find a house in Alpharetta right now for $300,000. Forget $249. But
are you bragging, Ms. Blanchard? Are you bragging?
No, I'm not. I'm just stating facts, for sure. I'm just stating facts.
I know, so, that's right.
But what I did do is years later, I went ahead and I refinanced to a 15 year at 2.75, and it attacked my principal. So my point is that if you can't start out on a 15 year or you don't feel comfortable with that higher payment, always do, you have two ways really of doing it. You can do biweekly payments. You have to set that up with your servicer. So don't just pay a payment every other week. You cannot do that. They expect your mortgage payment to be paid in full. So most
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing. And of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. Oracle.com/strategic. Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com, Symbiotica.com.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls. Finish up that presentation or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Every time they'll charge you a setup fee of $250 to do biweekly payments, and you've already, just by doing every other week, you've already accomplished that one extra payment, or you can just do one extra payment a month, you know, online. Nobody really mails it into the company, or you can mail it in and you just check towards principal.
Great. I'm talking to Tonya Blanchard. She founded the Madison Chase Capital Advisors, a mortgage brokerage firm with affordable closing costs, and she has tips on upping the value of your home when we come back from this break. But before we go to the break, Ms. Blanchard, or some contact information that you can share with my listeners.
Sure. Absolutely. I'm on Instagram at Madison Chase Capital Advisors, LinkedIn, Tonya Blanchard, and then my phone number is 770-851-9334. And for any questions, you can do info@mccapitaladvisors.com.
Okay, great.
We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rushon McDonald.
You are now tuned into the Money Making Conversations Minute of Inspiration with Rushon McDonald.
Patti LaBelle is an award-winning singer and actress who has been called the godmother of soul. She started her career in the 60s and is still on top of her game as an entertainer and businesswoman. So when Patti LaBelle speaks, you should listen.
I noticed since I've been performing for 56 years, I've touched so many people just when I hug them or when I smile or say something positive to them. It don't cost you nothing to be a lifter of people. It's natural for me. I was born with this. I'm a total giver. It don't cost me nothing to give what God has given me. So I give it and with a smile on my face. And as I said, I'm 76. Whenever I go on stage, I get this great feeling from the audience that they're pleased to be with me that night, and I'm going to give them something special.
If you want to hear this full interview with Patti LaBelle, visit MoneyMakerConversation.com. Keep winning.
Now let's return to Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rashawn McDonald.
It's amazing when you get out in the real estate business. We always, you know, in the black community, or the community of color, we're just always tied to apartments. We're always tied to paying that monthly rate and tied to the 1st and the 15th and never really into planning our future. And real estate is the way that you can plan your future. How did you really get into this business? You talked about, Rashawn, you don't have to have money in the bank, but you have a course, a program that you put in place now called 6 Months to Six Figures, A Loan Officer's Guide to a Profitable Business. What exactly is that?
Absolutely. So I started out, I've been doing mortgages for 19 years. And so in June will be 5 years that I've owned my own company. But I started out as a loan officer. And when you start out as a loan officer, you're 100% commissioned. So just think, I had been recently divorced, and my ex-husband and I had a great relationship. So we divorced with no alimony, no child support. We just split expenses and split time. So I had to think, so even though it seemed risky going 100% commission after being recently divorced, I knew that I wanted something that, you know, I wanted to be able to, you know, have unlimited income. And I wanted to be able to spend time with my children. They were small at the time. So I became a loan officer. And so when you're a loan officer, it's all about relationships. It's about knowing your guidelines. It's about closing on time. And what I found when I hired people at my firm, new loan officers, they were newly licensed, but they had no idea how to be a loan officer. Nobody teaches you that. So I took the time to create a course. Actually, it's called 6 Months to Six Figures. It's 7 modules, a resource guide, a jump start, that if you complete this within 6 months, you'll be making six figures as a loan officer. And it's all common sense. It's my experience of being in the business for 19 years and raising, you know, 2 children and, you know, taking vacations. And, you know, being 100% commissioned for 19 years is a testimony in itself. In itself.
Oh, absolutely.
I wake up every day and say, this is what I want to do. So I created the course really to help people avoid costly mistakes, because you have to remember, when you're doing a loan, it's not, you have a buyer and a seller. You have someone's life in your hands, literally. You know, a lot of times people focus so much on the buyer, but I always focus on the seller, even though I'm doing the loans for the buyer, because I know that seller has also, either they need that money for a move or something important in their lives, or they're going to their next house. So they need to close on time as well. So that's why I created the course, to really help new loan officers or loan officers have been in the business and aren't closing at least 3 to 5 loans a month. This course will definitely help you.
Well, you know, the thing about it, the reason they excited me about bringing you on the show, because so many of my listeners, so many people in the world today are afraid to make change. And they also they also hit a certain age where they feel that this is it. You know, I'm 30. I can't do anything. 40. I can't do it. 50. They've thrown the shovel in. They planting their own grave. They're buying plots. And so,
right.
Well, that's what it, you shouldn't think that way. You should think about opportunities to be able to grow your fortune. And this is what we're talking about with this particular program. Is that it's not, you're not talking about somebody who's just graduated from high school or somebody who just graduated from college or didn't go to college. We're talking about people who are adults, who are looking to make decisions. And talk to us right quick. Who are you talking to?
I'll talk to you. You know what? And I think you brought up a really good point, because I didn't graduate from college. I have my Series 7 and 63 from when I worked at Payne Webber. So that's when I was officially smart. That's what I always say. When I passed the 7, I was officially smart. But you have to really focus on life skills and, you know, interpersonal skills and reading and English. I always tell people, be careful with just going to college to go to college. You know, student loan debt is out of control. You know, I suggest to parents, you know, if you didn't save money for college, let your child go to college, a community college for 2 years, and then, you know, a 4-year school for their degree. Like, just think about President Obama. All you remember is that he graduated from Columbia, then Harvard. Nobody remembers the school he went to beforehand. So you just have to be really, smart with your money and know that debt, you know, you don't want to incur debt. And this is really fast about dreams. You know, anybody out here who doesn't own a house right now, there's no reason that you can't. You have to start where you are, even if your credit, and I don't do credit counseling, I don't do credit repair, I don't do credit restoration, but you have to start where you are. You have to take your head out the sand, look at your credit report. It's all going to start there. Look at your credit report, take responsibility, start fixing your credit, then start saving systematically. Even if you can't save in 401k, get a separate savings at a credit union where you don't have access to the money and save. Because the bottom line is that if you're not paying your mortgage, you're paying someone else's. And this is really, really important. Just, you know, maybe your first house can't be that, you know, 4-4, four bedroom, four bath, but it's a 3-2. It's a three bedroom. It's a two bath that you and your family own. There is no security for a child like owning their own home, coming in from that school bus, coming in the house saying, hey, mom, hey, dad, and going up to their room. So just think, just start out. Most people want the big house. Start out, even, you know, we laughed about my house in Alpharetta, but believe it or not, at that time, that was a sacrifice. I wanted a basement.
Right.
And I couldn't afford a basement. So I had to get a master on the main. And that sounds like, oh, a master on the main. But still, it was a sacrifice. It was something that I wanted. But had I not, look at those interest rates, 6.5 on the first, 10 on the second. Look at those rates. What if I had to say, you know what, I'm going to wait?
Right, right.
But I wouldn't have my house. So you got to, you know, the time is now.
Well, you know, I love your passion. I love, because some triggered in you, you know, it was like, okay, Rashawn, it's almost like you get mad at people when you see them making the same mistake over and again, or denying themselves the opportunity. I know I get mad a lot.
Right.
Because the word common sense, and then, like you said, holding yourself responsible to your own dreams. You know, your dreams can only be achieved if you want to show maturity, responsibility to why they are not happening. And that's
absolutely
when you have to sit down
and
have goals.
Faith.
You have to have faith, but faith has to have a plan attached to it. Because you can pray all you want. If that plan is not associated with that faith, then guess what?
With that action.
There you go right there. Now, here's the thing about it, because I'm really enjoying this interview because of the fact that I'm being educated. And I think that's important that people understand that the purpose of this show is that I don't know everything. So I bring people like Ms. Blanchard onto the show who is doing something that I've been involved with several times as a guy who wanted to buy a home. Now, I want to ask you this question. That big old stack of paper, you know, because I'm signing. You said something like, Rashawn, make sure you go to that page and make sure you're about the fixed interest rate. Are there people out there we should be worried about when they slide those closing papers in front of us?
Absolutely. Well, here's the thing. Not the closing papers. Because the Frank Dodd Act back in 2000, and I think it was 9 or 10 when it was passed, eliminated that. So at least now, before you go to closing, 3 days before, 3 business days before, including, we can count Saturdays, you have to see your initial closing disclosure.
Mm-hmm.
So that initial disclosure is going to give you what that loan estimate, that loan estimate that you have, that was in the first document you signed. I call those the money pages. At closing, the two things that are most important are going to be your note, which is on the closing disclosure. The CD is going to be your note and your payment. But the biggest thing is that closing disclosure, you should have seen it from your loan estimate. And what you want to really look at, it's just you want to look at points. You want to look at how much you pay in origination, how much are you paying in discount points. So that is crucial. And everybody's not created equal. You know, and, you know, a lot of times that's one of the reasons with my course that I tell people, keep your pipeline stacked, keep loans coming in so that you're not feeling desperate. Like, oh, my gosh, I've got this one loan, and if it doesn't close, there's my mortgage, there's everything I need. You've got to stay busy. You've got to stay with your pipeline. But that closing disclosure, you should be able to compare it to your loan estimate, and your numbers should change. I always tell my clients, The lender fees and box 800, those are my fees. Those can't change. Now I won't know what your insurance is until, you know, you get your homeowner's insurance and then your tax bill. I look up the tax bill before I send out your disclosures because I like you to know really what your taxes are.
Right.
For new construction, we don't know, but I try and give people a good idea of what that monthly payment is and what their estimated cash to close is so that there are no surprises. And that's what was happening back during the recession. People were just, you know, bamboozled at the closing table under pressure, and they were signing and they didn't know what they were signing.
Good. As we close out our interview, give us one more time how we can reach you and the program.
Sure.
6 Months to Six Figures, a Loan Officer's Guide to Profitable Business.
Absolutely. You can reach me at info@mccapitaladvisors.com, 770-851-9334. And then you can go to madisonchaseacademy.com for the course.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on my show. It's been wonderful talking to you.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Thank you for coming on Money Making Conversation Masterclass.
Thank you so much for having me. And I'll be happy to come back anytime, any place. You just let me know.
Oh, absolutely. You're my Rolodex. Okay. You're my Rolodex.
Okay. All right.
Bye-bye. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you so much. God bless.
Take care.
God bless.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Money Making Conversations Masterclass. Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rushon McDonald is produced by 3815 Media Inc. More information about 3815 Media Inc. is available at 3815media.com. And always remember to lead with your gifts.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And?
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those, too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.